This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, you are on the Rainbow Report. My name's Doug Pollard, and helping me to run the old ship today is a good friend of mine, who's not often enough in this studio, Kath Pope.
Oh, Doug.
Now, most GLBTI organisations run on the smell of an oily rag. If they're lucky, they might get the occasional injection of government money. But until relatively recently, there haven't been ways for cashed-up community members to donate or will their money and know it will go direct to benefit the community instead of being swallowed up in administration and all sorts of other things. In other words, going to GLBTI causes rather than the people running the fund. But now we have something called the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia, and their Victorian committee member Carol Wilkinson is on the line now. Good afternoon, Carol.
Afternoon, Doug. How are you going?
I'm going well. Now we've got Kath Pope here in the studio with
Hello,
us as Kath. Well.
Hello, Carol.
So, haven't seen you for a long time.
All old friends together today. Now, the reason I invited you to come on the show today is that GALFA has some money to give away.
We do, Doug. Yeah, look, we're very, very happy to announce that we're having a funding round, and this will be happening before Christmas. We're asking for expressions of interest, and once we've got a few expressions of interest, we'll be making a short list of organisations to have a look at, and then a decision will be made. Now, I should say at this point, well, two things. First of all, the expressions of interest for this particular round must come from people with deductible gift recipient status.
Now, what does that mean?
DGR status. Now, that means that organisations that are approved by the tax department for receiving tax-deductible donations.
So that means that Kath Pope, PTY, LTD, who might have a great idea for a website, can't apply for this funding, does it,
Absolutely
Carol?
Absolutely correct, yep. Yes. But to any organisation that does have DGR status, is tax-deductible status, probably easier to say tax-deductible, isn't it, because everyone understands that, they can apply. I probably should also say that this is not an unusual thing. This is not a decision that we've made because mm-hmm. We want to isolate other people. The reality is that legally, certain monies can only be donated to people who have got the tax deductible status.
So it kind of depends on where you got the money from in the first place.
It certainly does. That's exactly right, Doug.
Right.
And however, we do have two funds that we run. And we will hopefully be able to make a non-DGR status
non-charitable, non-tax-deductable, non-whatever we're calling it. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the one I apply for, right?
That's the one you apply for, that's right. And we're hoping to do that very soon. And when I say very soon, probably early in the new year. No promises on that, but that's certainly what we're looking at.
But you're working towards it.
Carol, you've talked about the two different types of grants. Now, with the charitable one, the first one, I assume they're organisations, so they'd probably be organisations that are probably already in existence,
yes,
you know, it's like PFLAG or something like that.
That's right.
You've already given money to PFLAG,
you know, that was just
you?
An example.
Yeah. We have, yeah. PFLAG got the last grant that we put out.
What I'm interested in is, tell us some of the things that perhaps the other grant, which is more for a sort of an individual or a group, what kind of things are you looking for to fund in that round? Like,
look, we try not to have any sort of be too pre-organized in that sense, because we don't want to have too much in our heads that is going to sort of really sort of sway us one way or the other. We want to be as open as possible to anything that is going to benefit the GLBTI community. And you know, you really don't know what's likely to come up.
So say I could make a grant for application for an iPhone app that has a resource of all the kind of places that you might need help for that, you know, you could download free in Australia or something like that.
Look, if it's something that's going to benefit the GLBTI community generally, then absolutely, whatever, you know, looks as though it's a really good idea. Maybe something that's not been done before. Mm-hmm. It may be continuing on with some program that's already started. Mm. That doesn't really matter as long as the benefit is there. And that's our main thing, is that sort of how much benefit to how many people, all that sort of stuff. That's really where we're interested in.
And for people that are not used to applying for grants and the sort of admin skills that come with that, do you sort of lend a hand in terms of grant writing and application writing and stuff like that?
Yeah, look, we can certainly do that. The other thing is that everything that you need, you should find, is on our website. And we're really keen to keep our costs to an absolute minimum. We don't have any paid workers, for example, and the only thing that we spend money on, other than giving it to other people, is the normal sort of stuff that you need for an organisation, such as having your books audited once a year and your various sort of fees to run an organisation. Other than that, we try to keep our costs to a minimum. So what we're doing is we're saying to people, get on the website, have a look at what we're offering, and put in your application by email.
Right,
electronically.
Now, yeah, now
that
just
keeps the cost down for everybody.
Yeah, indeed. Now, just to put everybody in the picture here, it's Galfa, G-A-L-F-A .org.au.
Galfa.org.au. Galfa.org.au.
And that's where you'll find all the information you might need on this. I've also put a link to that on the rainbowreporter.com website. So if anybody looks up the program details, it's all in there too.
And what are the closing dates, Carol?
Yeah, the expressions of interest need to be in by Friday, the 28th of October at 5 p.m. Eastern Summertime. And then full applications will be due by the 16th of December. And we would be making a decision on who we were asking to put in full applications well before that date, obviously, so it gives people plenty of time to get their application together.
Okay, what sort of sums of money are we talking about here, Carol?
Well, this time we are looking at a much lower amount of money than we gave to PFLAG.
Because you gave them $10,000, didn't you?
We gave them $10,000. About $2,500. So any project that needs, you know, something that doesn't need huge amounts would certainly be looked at favourably.
So could a charitable organisation apply, say, for a grant to hold a fundraising event to, you know, raise funds? Is that sort of
thing? Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
So fairly broad.
So
you can use it as seed money, basically. Mm.
Yeah, we have, again, on the website, there's some very definite, clear directions as to what we won't fund, and they're pretty much the same as most other organisations.
Yeah,
like that gold statue of Doug Pollard, life-size. Yeah, you're not going to give him money for that, are you?
Much as you know, we would all love to see
right out the front of the State Library.
Struck in gold, you know. No, the answer is no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Not to establish an awards ceremony called the Dugs, and they're going to have a whole row of them outside the State Library.
You should see his face now, Carol. Look, you've wounded him.
I think on public radio, maybe it's going a bit far for me to comment.
Well, okay, just let's recap then on that before we let you go. The grants are up to $2,500 roughly this time round. All the information you'll need in order to make an application are on the website, galfa.org.au.
Correct.
You want an email with expressions of interest by 5 p.m. on Friday, the 28th of October.
Yep.
And then following on that, full applications by Friday, 16th December. And of course, they can always get in touch with you via that website if they need any help with any of that.
They certainly can.
Well,
and you know, just one other thing, mm-hmm. if anybody is considering making a donation to Galfa, All donations over $2 are tax deductible, and you can do that on the website as well through the secure web page.
And yep. Can I ask, Carol, if you did make a private donation, could you be involved in deciding the type of grant
can
that
you
your money
on it?
Yeah, your money would fund?
If it's a tax deductible donation, no.
Okay.
No. However, we are always looking for information from our people who are supporters of GALFA as to what types of things they believe we should be putting our efforts behind.
Yeah.
And again, if you go to the website, you can do the survey, you can actually get on there and sort of say, okay, this is what I think needs more money put into it.
Right.
So we're not sort of saying, no, you can't make any decisions. We want to know what the community actually want us to do. But the answer directly to your question is no, you can't give us, say, $1,000 and say, now I want you to spend this on.
And that's true for any charitable donation. Absolutely. You give to any organisation. You cannot put strings on a tax deductible donation. If it's out of your already tax paid money, as it were.
It's not ours, it's a legal thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Carol, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
And best of luck. And don't forget, people, galfa.org.au, all the details are there.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Now, before we move on to my next guest, I just wanted to have a quick look at the emails that have come through. Not quite sure about this one. The legislation that passed this week in the lower house is the most important law for this generation. Hang on a minute.
We're on the same screen.
Gate off my mouse. You lost me my message in the middle. After last week's show, Doug, go and help Greece's economy and visit the lovely Greek islands. You thoroughly deserve it. So does the Joy team. I'm not quite sure why I should be going off to Greek islands, but never mind. And another one that with a Greek flavour here, Pam Papadopoulos says, why doesn't the GLBTI community start relationships with other credible, successful and well-established communities, i.e. the Greeks? Is this is not a more viable option and make the community stronger and gather a wider support base? Well, okay. I don't know why we're getting all this Greek this morning, but there we go. And finally, one from Greg Adkins here. There's a confusion, he says, in the Southern Star article, conscience voting at the ALP conference versus conscience voting in Parliament.
He says the article mixes it up, and I think the article states that the conscience vote's going to happen after the conference.
It's not clear. Yeah. It's not clear. So. Okay. Anyway, in a moment, we're going to talk with Sally Goldner from Transgender Victoria.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.